Well, good morning, saints, and good morning, sinners. I invite you to keep your Bible open, and also I invite you to take notes today on this service. I believe with all of my heart and mind and soul that we need Christmas, because at Christmas, love came down to earth. A little girl was carried away with the excitement of Christmas. She was hyperactive. She was in the way. She was obnoxious all day long. Now, her parents were stressed out because, in part, they had put off Christmas shopping to the very last day. They were at the end of their ropes, and they were at each other's throats. The little girl, her brother, and her sister picked up on this, and they commenced to an old-fashioned Christmas fight. Everyone was irritable, and everyone was cranky. Finally, the parents had it. Exasperated and in desperation, they ordered the children to bed. In a few moments, the little girl left her room, came to the parents, and said, "Aren't we even going to say our prayers?" All right, we'll say our prayers. Get back to bed." So they gathered around the bed and said their prayers, ending, as was their custom, with the Lord's Prayer. On this occasion, when they got to the point where they would say, "Forgive us our trespasses," her parents heard her say, "And forgive us our Christmases as we forgive those who Christmas against us." It seems like the original intent of Christmas. We've gone a long way from that. What does Christmas really mean? Number one, power came wrapped up in humility. Power came wrapped up in humility. When Caesar Augustus issued a decree, sent for a census, it was an exertion of pure power. He was in charge of the known world, and he wanted to collect taxes, so he declared a census. Jesus Christ redefined power. He came down to earth in humility to be with us, to show us the way, as he walked among us. He was born in the backwoods Roman province. He was placed in a manger. He was attended by peasant parents. He was visited first by shepherds who were the lowest of the lowest on the socioeconomic ladder. Power came wrapped up in humility. Number two, royalty came through a peasant. This was the time in Roman history when Romans began to worship the emperors as gods. Caesar Augustus was smart enough to declare himself, not to declare himself a god. He named Julius Caesar, his adopted father, as a god, thereby making him the son of a God. Contrast that with the actual Son of God. He was not born in the power centers of the world, not Rome, not Alexandria, not any city of power and influence. Instead, the very Son of God was born to a peasant girl without even the hint of royalty or power. And think about this. the Son of God came to this world with barely a whisper. Number three, the infinite contained himself inside an infant. The infinite contained himself inside an infant. When God decided to visit this earth, he could have come in any form he wanted. He chose instead to come in the form of a vulnerable, tiny, fragile infant. The infinite God was contained inside a vulnerable baby. The infinite contained within the finite. And Mary carried him within her womb. Madeline Lingle writes in her Christmas meditation, A Sky Full of Children, the following. Was there a moment known only to God, when all the stars held their breath, when the galaxies paused in their dance for a fraction of a second, and the Word, who called it into being, went with all his love into the womb of a young girl, and the universe started to breathe again, and the ancient harmonies resumed their song, and the angels clapped their hands for joy. The infinite contained himself inside an infant. Number four, a Savior was sent to redeem you and me. When Jesus came, his mission was set from the very beginning. He came to seek, he came to save the lost, to bring healing and hope, to offer the gift of eternal life. Jesus deeply desires a personal relationship with each one of us. And he went to a great extent to let you know that. He made himself nothing, taking the very form of a servant. By his perfect life and his sacrificial death, he would pay the penalty for our sins so that we wouldn't have to. And by faith, we received that gift, and you can do that here this morning at the conclusion of this worship service. He freely invites everyone here today to make peace with him and to become a forever child of God. Number five, in Jesus Christ, love came down and became one of us. Jesus is God. Oh, yes. But he was, in the words of Hebrews, fully human in every way. Not distant, neither aloof, but up close and personal with us. He came into our mess. Right into the very midst of our mess. He didn't shy away from it. He came into the very midst of our messiness without getting messed up. Why did he do this? To be the way, to speak the truth, and to give us life. And the results are astounding. He presents us with at least one non-negotiable fact, that light always trumps darkness. Light always trumps darkness. According to the gospel writer John, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. I say to you this morning that these five truths are evidence of His amazing love, the call of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Spirit in unity in their dance of love to redeem the world by sending the Son. And that same call has a grip upon each one of us, like the shepherds who feel alienated and cast out, left out. Jesus invites them into His presence to behold Him, and then to go and live out of the overflow of the heart, mind, and soul to tell others who He is, what we have seen, what we have experienced. This is the dual call of Christmas: His love for us and our overflow of love for Him. Almighty God, precious Lord, and tender Spirit, as we come to this time of invitation, we come, O God, with a deep realization that somebody here has made a decision for You but has not made it public. That somebody walked into this sanctuary unaware that the Spirit would start working upon them. There is some believer who has walked in here today hurting from within and without. And You have let them know through the power of Your word that God is for them. May we respond, Lord, in this invitation to the call of Christmas, the call of love, the call of a God who sent His Son to die so that we might have life, and the call of Christmas upon us to go and tell, living out of the overflow. In the strong and holy name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Our hymn of invitation is hymn number 198. Jesus is calling each of us to take our next step. What will yours be? If God is calling you to publicly respond, please come without a moment's hesitation.
Oh,
Every now and then we call a special time for family time for our church membership, knowing that we treasure communication, communication that is redemptive and healing and can bring everyone onto that page. In light of that, I've asked our chair of deacons, Mr. Milt Ponder, to join me this morning at the pulpit. As you are aware, one of our former ministers was arraigned in court on December the 15th with charges related to digital images found on his computer. When we discovered this content back in February, we immediately reported it to the authorities. Our chair, Milt Ponder, and I immediately placed him on administrative leave, thereby ensuring that he had no further contact whatsoever with any children or youth. Thereafter, he resigned on March the 1st, 2017. The authorities did their investigation and then made the arrest on December 15. There is no indication whatsoever that any person was ever physically harmed by this minister. The charges are solely related to the digital images found on his computer. We are very distressed about this matter. Each of us is hurting. That's why we have continually and deeply turned first to God. When I became your pastor 16 years ago, my constant prayer has been that God would use whatever takes place among us to take us deeper in love with Him and deeper in love with each other. If you have any further questions, please contact me or Milt Ponder, our chair of deacons. We will do our very best to address your concerns. Power came wrapped in humility. Royalty came through a peasant. The infinite contained himself inside an infant. A Savior was sent to redeem you and me. And in Jesus Christ, love came down into the messiness of life. And he showed us a way to hope, to joy, to peace, to love. That's why we need to keep singing and keep hoping and keep praying and reaching out to everyone involved. At this time, as is our tradition, I want to invite you to come to the choir. Those of you who would like to sing the Hallelujah Chorus, if you would make your way right now, because we're about to lift holy praise to God Almighty in a song that had to be written in heaven and delivered to its author. And we're going to say thanks be to God for such a God who could give us His Son to die on that cross for us.